The Toddcast Podcast on toddhancock.ca.
Oh, actually, it's first day of spring.
There you go.
Cheers, man.
Salut.
Right on. It's good to have you.
Good to be alive.
In the podcast Toddcast Studios. We have Mr. Tequila for what is, I believe, your sixth.
Somewhere around that.
Something like that. Yeah, we're on year five, so you're doing it at least once a year. You know what? It might even be more like eight.
Yeah.
It might even be more like eight.
After last Tuesday, I don't know if I was going to be able to do another Toddcast.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if you're even going to be able to talk about that. Like, is there a Cole's Notes version of why you're in a sling right now, Mr. Tequila, that you can share with the listeners?
Avoided a workplace shooting there last week. There, that was pretty dramatic. That was fearing for your life wasn't really awesome, but I'm alive, and that's all that matters.
So what happened?
A gunman came to our work there, and I guess the guy we were working with was targeted and came right up to the fence and just blasted this guy like 2 feet away from me.
Wow.
We were testing because we work with longshoremen, and we were doing some testing for some new recruits, and a new recruit was just about to start this test when a guy just walked right up to the fence and just blasted this guy right in the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he kill him? No,
he didn't. The guy survived, but like barely.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still in the hospital, his jaw or whatever. Turns out he was targeted or what have you, but pretty scary shit, man.
And this is like right by you and...
Yeah, 2 feet away.
So you're running for your life going like, what is going on here?
Running for your life, but tripping over people because like there's no plan. It doesn't matter what company plan is out there for evacuation. Everybody panics, right? Especially if you see a fucking gun 2 feet away.
You're thinking about your kids.
You're running to the hills. Iron Maiden was the only song I'm thinking of. Run for your life.
Right.
Run to the hills.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone tripping and I fell over a guy. My arm got twisted in the fence and then pulled the arm right out of the socket. But you got to think you're running like 100 miles an hour to get away from the fucking guy. So, that's the only injury I sustained. But just, glad to be still kicking.
Right on. Well, welcome back to the Toddcast studio. Wow.
Although reporters were calling me and I declined to comment.
There's a near-death experience story that we could, share in one of our themed
It's good songwriting material right now. I must say, I've used some of that material already with some of the riffs and looking for something really devastatingly punishing kind of chuggy riff.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
There's
some kind of experience like that to help, right? But
yeah,
it's all good.
Can you still play right now or are you kind of just chilling?
It hurts to have the guitar on a little bit, but if you sit down and play, as long as I hold my arm properly, I can still play because I just have to hold it like around my picking hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like the main hand. So.
Right. Right.
But it can seem to work. It is a little bit of pain, but.
You're not going to be playing a concert tomorrow.
No.
But, you
no.
Know, yeah.
No. Okay. Mr. Keel's tough as nails, but still.
All right. Let's do this, dude. I am actually more prepared, I think, for this one than I have ever been for Mr. Tequila visit here at the Toddcast. You said you wanted to talk about the Vancouver Canucks and you said a lot of pissed off fans and stuff. And
there's a lot of stuff going on. Like,
let's start there.
Yeah. There's pissed off fans. I'm one of the pissed off fans, but some of the fans are fucked though too. Like,
why you say that?
Well, just because they get on the Utica Comets. You know, the developing the prospects and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, they're all up in arms over this kid that we traded, this Jonathan Dahlin. And we traded Burrows to get this kid. He was this highly touted guy or whatever.
Yep.
Anyhow, everyone's all fired up because he didn't get a shot in the NHL. It's like, well, you're not just going to be called up if you're not playing well. Like, this kid wasn't even doing that good in the AHL.
Hmm.
Why are they just going to, just because he's Jonathan Dahlin, he should be playing right in the NHL with Pedersen.
You can play.
You got to work your way up. You just don't have something given to you. Plus, his agent demanded he get traded out of here. So it's not all Jim Benning all the time, even though he is kind of a meathead and has made some pretty stupid moves.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But those kind of fans of that JD Burke guy from The Athletic, he was just whining that it was like, what are we going to do? Give a ribbon to some of these prospects? You know what I mean?
Participation
like,
badges.
Yeah, participation badges. So, this is an NHL. Come on.
Right.
You got to work. Everything you got is not going to be given to you. You have to do something. If you can't even make an AHL lineup, why the hell would you be making an NHL lineup?
Right.
Right?
Because
a lot of our prospects, Cole Lind, who's the other guy, Jonah Gadjevich, Petrus Palmu, all three of those guys, highly regarded top prospects. Not even making the lineup in AHL.
Also really good food dishes, actually.
Yeah, food dishes, yeah.
Sounds like something you could eat at a Mediterranean restaurant or something. It sounded pretty tasty.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the, there was something that was, I can't remember if it was the Sun or where it was. I honestly can't remember. But they were saying that, you know, sorry, Bury fans, Pettersson is better.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I lived through the Pavel Bure years. I saw Pavel Bure live in person. Like, that guy was exciting. Like he brought you right out of your seat. Just like the first game, he was first start, didn't even score a goal, but he was zipping around the ice. Like, just such a huge impact to have this guy. Pettersson did break the record the other night. Like, so he's got the most points for whatever the NHL rookie
for the
Canuck
year, right?
Yeah, Canuck rookie of all time.
But also, Bure didn't play the full 82 games, though.
Yeah, Bure got just kind of dropped into the season, too, but Pettersson only has, like, 62 games, I think.
Right. Pettersson was also out for 10 games or whatever.
He had a few, so he's pretty close. Like when that guy stepped in the NHL, like, he's awesome, man. Like, yeah, I'm excited to have this guy.
Absolutely.
Because he's an NHL superstar already, and that's one of the things I will save Jim Benning right now, is that if you think about that draft, even though we finished bottom of the standings or whatever and still had to pick fifth because of the shitty draft lottery odds, right? Yeah. We slipped down to fifth and found Pettersson. So obviously he was the best player of that draft. So we did win that draft, if you think about it, right?
Right.
This kid's awesome. Like Connor McDavid saying, wow, look at this guy.
Right.
Right. Bullet shot like Gretzky. Sniping shot. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But you know what I mean? It's exciting times to have this guy, but the comparison between him and Bure... Bure sold tickets. People came to see Bure. Whereas Pettersson, people are going to start coming to see this kid.
Sure.
He's not as flashy, but he's getting the points, and he's still pretty fucking good, though, man.
He is, yeah.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah, team looks good this year.
So if you go from him to, like, an Alex Biega, who just looks like absolute garbage out there, like, have you seen that guy play? Some girl on Twitter chirping me off that, oh, he works so hard. Alex Biega wouldn't even be on this... any other NHL team, he's like a seventh defenseman on one of the worst teams. Each time we play this guy, they end up scoring.
Mm.
Brutal. Our defense is terrible. It's awful. Awful. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, if we fix the D, we're there. Like, we're close. We're only like 6 points out of the playoffs right now. I don't want to make the playoffs. Like, you want to finish low as you can to get a good pick. We'd like to get that pick with the draft being here. But you never know. The Stanley Cup playoffs are like a tournament anyhow. It's not like... because the Canucks, if you remember in 94, Canucks barely made the playoffs that year. And look how far they went.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary Flames, 2006, just made the playoffs on the last day of the season and went all the way to Stanley Cup final. So sometimes finishing first doesn't always necessarily mean you're going to get there, except for our team in 2011, right?
Mm-hmm.
But playoffs is good for experience of the young guys, too. You want the young guys to experience a winning culture of trying to get to the playoffs and what that feels like for the next year, right? Because you don't want to feel like a bunch of fucking losers. Like, that sucks. That damages confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you know it, guys' agents are like, you know what? This sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Vancouver's awesome, but fuck, get me out of here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that's all it takes is one agent to chirp and you're gone, right?
Right. Fix the D. Things that sound dirty that aren't.
Yeah, fix the D. Yeah, there's some crooked D there.
A GSP retiring from MMA fighting.
Is
he the best of all time, do you think? Like,
he's pretty good, man. You got to give it to him. Like,
so good, right?
He was feared by everybody, and he was just hands down pounding people in that weight class. Like, he owned it for how many years?
Long time.
10, 15 years at least. Like, that's hard to do in that sport, right?
Right.
It was awesome. Probably, yeah, he'd have my vote. Plus, he's Canadian, so it's awesome.
Exactly. That's the thing, too. That's what I love about it. It's like, man, there are really good fighters.
Well, look at the difference. McGregor, everyone likes McGregor, but GSP or McGregor in Canada, fuck, we love GSP, right?
I would take GSP over McGregor
because not everybody likes that arrogance.
How would that have been for the fight, man? It would have been so...
Yeah,
but you know what? Maybe, who knows? You never know.
Somebody might have been a blessing because that McGregor's still pretty tough too, though, right? Like, I don't know if I want to mess with that guy, right?
The boxing with Mayweather there.
It was a close call for Mayweather. It was impressive, man.
Like that he stood in, but at the same time, like, was Mayweather really going?
And how long was he off? He was off for like years, a couple of years at least of doing nothing.
And that's why I'm saying don't.
McGregor, tip top shape in those MMA fights. Like, you're training hard. Like, that's the hardest training to get prepared for those 5-minute rounds or whatever. Like, that takes everything out of you. That's why you see when those guys are after the fight, they look like they're half dying, because that's all like 6 months every day of just push.
Right.
To get there, right?
Right.
But I heard he wants to fight that other guy, that guy he lost to, Habib, or who's that guy?
Yep.
Is that the guy's name?
The guy, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We watched that fight. That was a pretty good fight. Now, I would like to see a rematch of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good fight.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the teen lacrosse player that was benched because his head's too big?
What was that?
He's like a 25-inch head, but because of the helmet size, it's 21 to 23-inch.
Oh, there was some CLA ruling that wouldn't allow him. So yeah, I didn't even hear about that.
Hear about that? Like, oh. I read about that. I think that was maybe today, actually, or yesterday, and I was like, what, really?
There's a minor lacrosse player?
It must have been. It's a teen. I just written down here, teen. But like... What?
Yeah.
Surely they must be able to make a helmet that would, you know, suffice.
Yeah. Well, like, how big is this kid's melon?
No kidding. 25.
Some of the helmets, they make big helmets. Like, they can adjust them to get around your head.
I told my producer to get a tape measure so we could measure Mr. Tequila's head and see how big his head is. See if he could actually play a game.
Well,
usually
when I leave this place with my head, I can't fit through the door half the time I leave from here. So I usually put some ice on there and some butter on the sides of my head, and I just squeeze it through to get out of here.
You heard about SFU, right? They're starting building a $10 million stadium.
SFU up there? They're going to do it. It's needed, too, because it's beautiful happening up there. We were up there around Christmas time, just driving through there.
Yeah.
It's awesome up there.
The Burnaby campus, and they're expecting that to be done in 2020.
And that would be killer to have a nice little stadium out there. Right? It'd be perfect to go see a game with look at the picturesque background downtown and the mountains.
Everything.
From there, it'd be awesome, man.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah. And you only need a little stadium, too. You need a little 15,000-seater, 10,000-seater. That's all you need for up there.
Right.
It'd be just perfect, nice and intimate, perfect views.
And even if you could get, like, maybe a Lions game there once in a while just for something for the fans, right?
Yeah. Or bring Slayer in and have Slayer in.
Yes.
That would be awesome. You get Slayer in there, and that would be the opening. Mr. Tequila loves Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about Mike Trout? You're this
Mike
guy.
Mike Trout. Oh, yeah, I know Mike Trout. What? Guy's the best in the world, though.
In the hell.
Best ball player in the world, but is he worth, what is it, $35 million a season?
Dude, it's insane. Yeah. And it's highest almost paid. Half a billion dollar deal. 12-year deal.
Yeah.
$430 million. Yeah, it's insane. I wish I had a screenshot of
the highest paid. Somebody said he was making like $4,400 an hour. Those guys do play. That's why baseball pays so much more, because they play like 136 games.
Right.
Look at the NHL, 82, right? WHL is like 60, 70, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
White caps, 20. Like, it's even less for these harder sports.
Even though they play all those games, you're not really truly into it until Game 90, game 100, where it's starting to come down to it, and you're like, okay, we're starting to see the shape of the postseason.
Exactly, and look at how those guys can sit. Those guys are sitting, and then if you're out in the field, you're just really standing. You might have to run after ball. So it's not like labor-intensive or hard on the body. Like, sometimes these guys get injuries just from running as fast as they can just towards the base and sliding, or something. They pull a groin.
Yeah.
It's not like some of these crushing body checks that these guys in hockey or lacrosse take. But 136 games, there's a lot of money generated with TV rights in the States, because people watch baseball all the time, and the live gate. So you got 80 home games to sell the $10 beer, to sell the $10 hot dog every time. So the owners are making a killing. So in turn, a guy like Mike Trout, best player in the world, he's going to want $500 million or $450 million, right?
Boom.
Boom. Just like that. He's awesome. I've seen that guy play before. I've seen him crush home run before, Mike Trout. Yeah, no doubt, Mike fucking Trout.
Will we ever see the $1 billion deal?
Yeah, somebody.
It's gonna happen. You and I mean, like, yes, in our lifetime, will it happen?
We will see it. We will see. I don't even think we're that far. You'll see it in soccer. I guarantee it will come from soccer.
Right.
It'll be somewhere in the Premier League. Somebody will make that, right? Somebody's going to sign a transfer, and it will be like
he'll trip, billion dollars. You know, clutch his knee.
And scream and stuff.
And at that point, he probably made $770,000 just to scream like that.
Yeah. On the insurance, up the yin-yang for those guys too, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the prosecutors that are dropping the prostitution charges against
Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Wow. He's putting some pressure too, because I guess there's some embarrassing evidence, like video or something, that he doesn't want coming out. So that's why he's kind of just.
Right.
he's trying to make a quiet plea deal because they have this video, I guess, that they've threatened. There's probably some hush money somewhere.
No, definitely, man. There's
NFL and the Patriots are saying, here, $30 million, fuck off.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking tape.
That's the superpower right? that I'd want right there, man.
Oh, it's yeah. Like imagine the, that, $30 million. Okay, here's the fucking tape. Here. Totally. Todd, we got $30 million. Bring your family. We're going to Cancun for like 5 years.
We're done.
Yeah. I'll take care of everything. You're retired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That'd be awesome. That's what kind of money that guy's got. Like, that's nothing. $35 million is nothing to them. Same with that's $1 billion. Each team's like worth $1 billion.
Right.
Or more. Like, I think the Cowboys are like $3 billion. Like, even Toronto Maple Leafs are like $1.5 billion. So, like, these guys have tons of money.
Canuck owner. That kind of money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, filthy. Like, literally never thinking of, should I buy this? Does this make sense? Am I, you know, going to take a couple months to pay it off?
Yeah. Well, look at
a year to pay it off.
Look at our local guy, Jim Pattison.
Right. Oh yeah. Jimmy's got,
he
some
owns
pockets.
West Shore Terminal. West Shore is out by the Delta, or out by Tawasin.
Yep.
It's one of the big ports, not the one that we kind of work by, but they haul the coal and all this stuff. Right. So he makes $1 million a day just off that place.
Wow.
$1 million a day. Right. That's 24/7. That place is going. Stuff's coming in, coal's coming in and going out and yada, 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 just that. So let alone all these car dealerships and Overweighty and Save-On, like Save-On.
All the billboards
Save-On's a fucking
and stuff
rip-off. You imagine how much money he's making off Save-On.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You go get some little steak for about $180 at fucking Save-On. Like, oh, I don't even shop there. It's brutal.
Right. This break is not brought to you by
yeah,
Save-On.
Fuck Save-On.
I guess we can officially kiss those guys as a sponsor. See you guys. Save-On. You know,
sorry, Save-On. Give me a coupon. I'll come back. Just give me a coupon.
Just give me a $20 coupon.
Give me a $20 coupon. Give me a turkey. I'll come back there.
Oh man, is there anything that you are bringing here? What did you want to talk about? I feel like I'm like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, well, it's just the extreme weather changes in Vancouver.
You know, it's awesome,
like,
right?
This is insane. This is awesome. Weather. Like we were talking about outside there, it's like there's no real spring anymore. It goes like from winter, because it was winter last Monday.
Last Monday it was snowing in Vancouver.
And like February, where the hell have you seen a February like that ever here? Because I was thinking, cheating on the winter tires. I didn't get winter tires. I'm like, all right, end of January. I'm like, I'm halfway there. I'm going to make it.
Right.
All of a sudden February rolled up. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Whoops. Right. Yep. And then all of a sudden, look.
Late 90s, I think, before that.
Yeah.
Like the last big one.
Couple of days, all of a sudden, boom. What was it, 25 or something today? Like, wow, man. All of a sudden, right away.
Was it 25?
25.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 out in the valley there.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's pretty amazing for March.
Yes.
And it was cool. And like also considering that, a week
ago. I'm still in winter mode. Dressed the kid up to take him to daycare today. And I see when I went and pick him up, it was like, he's all red-faced. And yeah, he's like, oh, sorry about that, son.
Yeah.
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 We go in the car.
Here, Dad.
We go in the car. We start ripping Pantera, and everything's fine, right? So he likes all that kind of stuff. So.
Have you taken him to a concert yet?
No, probably. Which one?
What are you going to save that for? Are you going to save it for band?
I got to figure out which one we had taken him to. But
right.
It could be Slayer. Might be back in Bulgaria when we're there. And it's an outdoor concert.
Oh yeah. Oh great.
So I might take him. That might be a family Slayer event.
I think that's the way to do it. Eh?
Yeah. Like
the outdoor.
Just get him in right. With the crazies right off the hop.
Yep.
Yeah. Let him know. Well, he'd be scared shitless, but it would be awesome, right?
Yeah, he knows the music though, right? You play it around the house and stuff.
I almost thought like, because he likes like whatever toys he's looking at, like Avengers or whatever, he likes going on the YouTube or YouTube Kids, and he looks at all the videos, and every now and then I'll hear music videos playing, right? It'd be heavy stuff, and all of a sudden then I hear him, he's singing along to this song, and I'm like, what the hell is he singing? He kept watching this video over and over from this toy he had. It was an Imagine Dragons song.
I'm
like, son, we got to talk. I don't want, Daddy does
man.
Not want you listening to that song ever again.
You saw that, obviously, with Imagine Dragons have taken the title from Nickelback, the world's worst band or whatever.
They are,
the fuck. It's like, they're,
they are, but
even...
like the Nickelback thing was garbage from
of course
just haters and jealous people, idiots. Right, you don't sell that many records, and you're that terrible.
Right,
fuck off.
If
Imagine
it's so
Dragons
easy,
really are that terrible. That's your band. You want to focus all the hate? They're terrible. What the hell were they doing playing at the Grey Cup? Remember, I told you we went to Grey Cup, Canadian icon event, and they're playing a fucking Imagine Dragons.
Right, who
are it
was from
brutal.
Vegas?
Who booked
I think
that.
Yeah.
Awesome Grey Cup, packed, 60,000 people, BC Place.
Well, weed is legal in Canada.
Yeah,
you know, like who booked that?
Yeah, probably Justin Trudeau.
Puff, puff. Puff,
he's a
puff,
fucking meathead. I can't wait. Vote Justin Trudeau out of there. That is a meathead we need out of there. He is an idiot. We're paying for a pipeline that we, you know, could have had somebody build it for free. We're now the owner. We own this place. We own this pipeline now. And we're not even going to do it. We're like, we'll do it later. Fucking $18 billion, whatever. What an idiot. That guy preyed on the votes of the voters, young voters, with the weed vote.
Right, of course.
Knowing that that's his only in. Of course, he had all of us. Right. I voted.
And look how long it took him to even just do the weed anyway.
Yeah, and he couldn't get it. He didn't go by until what? When did it get legal? Last year or last October.
July
or whatever it was, right? So that's in the final year. Like, he had to do something, but that's still not good enough to save him.
It's not going to be good
enough. It's not going to save him.
No.
Right? Just released a balanced budget, he says. This is no balanced budget. It's a joke. Like, we need somebody else.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Vote.
Yeah. That's why it's important to vote. Say no to guns.
You'd mentioned the Avengers. You're primed and ready for the end game, right?
There's one more Avengers coming after this.
It's coming. Yeah, I can't remember when it is, but it's coming. And you saw the
last one. Yeah, last one was cool.
And
with Thanos and
And everybody's dying at the end. Fading away or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I'm interested in seeing how they're gonna write that. In that they actually didn't die, and here's how it didn't, how they didn't die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure they will because you can't have the superheroes aren't
fucking
supposed to die.
Kill Spider-Man? No, they did not kill Spider-Man. No. Something happened to Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. The whole time when I take my kid there, he's going to be wondering where's Red Hulk. That's all he'll wonder. Like,
right?
Why isn't Red Hulk in here? He'll demand that Red Hulk is there.
Yeah,
yeah. He just likes Red Hulk just because he rips the shit out of everything. But they don't play Red Hulk anymore.
No.
Because that was part of some Agents of Smash. Like, we grew up on the original Incredible Hulk or whatever, Lou Ferrigno.
Right.
There was none of this. Lou Ferrigno, right?
Love it. Yeah, man. That's going back.
That's going back. That was the only Hulk that we knew, right? And then all of a sudden, Agents of Smash, it's like, what the fuck? I don't even remember the show.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But yeah, now that show doesn't even play.
What the hell is that?
Red Hulk was in this.
Right.
Agents of Smash.
Yeah.
And it's just like five different Hulks, you know, smashing the shit out of the earth, right?
Right.
But still, not as good as when you get them all together. Because in the theater, those shows are actually pretty killer, man. Like, except for the noise, the sound was loud, man.
Deafening
loud. But you kind of for kids, it's different when you got kids. You can't really have that kind of sound unless you bring some headphones. Like monster trucks.
Monster truck was awesome.
Wow, that was awesome,
dude.
Monster trucks were awesome.
That was really cool, man. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm so glad we got the pit passes too.
That was killer to go down there. It was killer to see. I've never been through where they've taken the jumps and doing the racing. Like, I've never seen anything like that.
I mean,
man.
I've seen it of course on like YouTube videos and stuff. But yeah,
I couldn't believe how loud that was, man.
So loud, dude.
That was so loud, man.
Yeah.
Majorly loud.
It was pretty awesome though, right?
It was cool to see.
And also to see the way they'd just be on two wheels and stuff and like taking the jumps and going back and forth and
skilled drivers.
Oh man, insane. What was the Gravedigger?
Gravedigger.
Man, that guy can drive.
Yeah, that's holy shit. Yeah. Well, back when all this shit started, remember it was Bigfoot, right?
That's right.
Long before Gravedigger, it was Bigfoot. And then he kind of faded out because Ford kind of went for shit. And then he just kind of... But Gravedigger looks cool. His body, the body work and with the skull and the paint job on there, fucking looks awesome, man.
Yeah.
Plus, he does all those maneuvers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, pretty packed. Fucking 16,000 fans. I know my kid loved it.
Yeah. First on race day or found on road dead? I guess we've just kissed away Ford as a sponsor as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's good to hang out.
Todd Hancock Show now brought to you by Lada. Get the new Lada. It smells like gas when you start it up, but it's still new.
It gets you there.
Just don't smoke in the car.
What are you thinking for summer plans and stuff? You got any of that kicking around? Because we're not going to be talking until probably, into probably August, September, probably next visit.
Yeah, I'll be gone. Going to Europe again, my annual Europe trip that we go to, 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
You've had some amazing times there. Hey? Have to do it. Yeah. This will be the sixth time I've done it.
Tell the story about almost getting...
Getting robbed by the gypsies.
Robbed by the gypsies.
Well... Like in Vancouver, you have bums, right? You have bums. You go down to East Hastings. You got panhandlers. You got some pretty sketchy people hounding you for money. Well, in Bulgaria, they're gypsies, and they don't look like any bums. They don't have shopping carts. They got like a horse and carriage, and garbage in the back. But they're like, it's whacked, man. And they look like taxi operators. They look like normal people. They look like bombs. And then all of a sudden, if they see you, I was on my iPhone checking. Because in Bulgaria, for some reason, you get Wi-Fi wherever, right? Like, right. Wi-Fi, awesome. Third world country, but they got Wi-Fi, right?
Right. Which, you know, tells you how stupid it is that we don't have
it. We don't have it. Yeah, it's like these guys are broke. Fuck? And they got, you can get fucking Wi-Fi all over the place there. Yeah. So I'm checking my phone. I was walking by these taxis. And I thought these guys who were talking to me were taxi operators, right? So they kept saying, pet, pet. And I knew pet was five. So I'm like, I thought he was mentioning, oh, just take a ride in the cab for $5 because taxis in Bulgaria are cheap, right?
Right.
So I'm like, nay, 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 get out of here. Like, nay is no. So right. Nay, nay. So I walk to the store, grab a bottle of water for my mother-in-law. Excuse me. I'm coming back to the hospital. So I pass these guys again, except for now they surround me and they're pointing to the phone in my pocket. And I'm like, what the fuck do these guys want? Then I figured out they're not taxi guys.
iPhone 5 is what they're saying.
Yeah. 5. So they kept pointing. And then one guy bumped me. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then a couple of these guys were big dudes. And there was like five of them. It was like, well, Mr. Tequila's outgunned here. We're not in Canada anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy fuck. So ran into the hospital. And the security kind of stopped these guys because these guys kind of, I guess, are notorious for trying to target people. Mm. But what they were really doing there was selling their blood.
What?
Yes. If you got to get blood in Bulgaria, somebody has to donate blood on your behalf for you to get that blood.
Wow.
So if you don't have a relative or somebody to donate that blood, you
that
have to
has
buy
your
that blood.
Blood type.
Yeah, you have
as
to buy
well.
That blood. So wow. These gypsies hang out front. They're all bombs.
Selling their
and
blood.
Sell their blood. And they got a doctor that can quickly check and they run their blood through the scans to make sure that these scumbags aren't, you know,
HIV positive.
Bunch of
or
hip bags.
Hep C,
right?
Or
yeah, the whole works, right?
Whatever. And
you'll see these guys in shanty towns too. Gypsies live in shanty towns with a satellite dish. Like we're talking like cardboard.
Right.
Cardboard shanty town fucking satellite dish.
Wow. Right?
And they got nice shoes. If you see them there, they got bad teeth and nice shoes. Run.
Run.
Don't whip out your wallet. Invite them to Canada and we'll whoop their ass here. Those motherfuckers wouldn't even try that here. We'd
oh
kill
my
them,
God.
Right?
Oh my God. All right, brother. Well, let's wrap this up. Let's get a little pat in the ass. Social media is for you. Where are you most active, do you think?
Still pretty active on Twitter.
Yep.
At Mr. Tequila Rant
yep.
on Twitter. So I usually, the last couple of weeks, I haven't been on too much because of what's been going on, but usually
right.
I respond to all the hate mail and the criticisms and
sure.
you know, yelling and bitching or the praise, right? Sometimes right. there is actual praise.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. But most of the time, it's hate mail and I love you and all that kind of stuff.
By the way, I think that Botchford is... He's getting.
Well,
he's
a pro now. He's with the Athletic now, so he's not even with the province anymore.
He's getting
so.
The way, you know. Yeah. This. That's probably why.
Well, usually they. Why. He'll sick his followers on me, and they'll bash me for months on end. So yeah, right. I leave him out of it now.
Right. No. Fair enough. and Facebook.
Facebook. Just look for Mr. Tequila. You'll see my mug there with Canuck shirt and blue beard. That's because I'm a rocker. I like sports and rock and metal.
Well, I guess we'll see you online.
Okay, peace. Thanks for having me.
The Toddcast Podcast. Follow on Instagram and Twitter @ToddcastPodcast.